The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. And every time I go home to Connecticut, to Danbury, and I visit my dad, who's going to be 94 soon, he says, Eric, can you find out what's happening with Lou Dobbs? I said, Dad, I'm not sure what's going on with Lou Dobbs, but my father loves Lou Dobbs so much that every time I go home, he asks me, can you find out what happened with Lou Dobbs? What's he doing? What are his plans? And my father keeps hammering this, and I'm ready to explode. I said, I got to get a hold of Lou Dobbs. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lou Dobbs. Lou, welcome to the program.
Eric, it's great to be with you and your father. My best to him as well as you.
Listen, my dad loves you so much, and so do zillions of others. Actually, I confess I'm one of the zillions. And so we have missed you like crazy because we do love you. And so when my father asked that question, part of the reason it annoys me is because I myself want to know, where can I hear from Lou Dobbs? So Lou, let me ask you the first question just to get this settled. Do you have anything planned beyond this show? I know this is pretty big to be on my show, but do you have anything beyond this planned in the short term besides waiting in the car for your wife to be done with her dental appointment?
Well, right now, that's my number one mission, is to be sure I'm a solid and reliable waiter on her. But here in Midtown Manhattan, and thank you for accommodating me here on the streets. I've got a lot planned. We're getting ready to do some social media, and I can't get into any of it for lots of reasons, because we wouldn't want to spoil the surprise for anyone. But we're getting ready for a social media rollout. New website is being constructed.
So some kind of a program where you actually get to opine on the news of the day.
Oh, opine I will. Opine is assured.
Really? This is great news. Do you have a month, a week when this might be happening?
No date yet, but imminent, and we're excited about the rollout.
Plans are in the works. Now, if only I could get my dad to figure out how to use social media. I don't see that happening. So I'll have to tee it up. We'll put it on my YouTube channel. There you go.
There you go. We're going to make it easy for everybody.
Now, listen, no joke. So many people love you, and I was just tickled to death that you were willing to come on here. And I want to explain to people watching the video of this. This was not planned. You are in a car. It's raining outside. And and you are what? You're taking your wife to a dental appointment. You see, I'd like to think that when I get to your level in the business, I will have staff take care of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get in the car and drive my way. We have people. We have people to do that. I don't have people. But you also don't have people. You're such a good husband that you're doing this. This is really, people don't see the human side of Lou Dobbs like this. This is beautiful, Lou.
Well, you know, and I also take out the trash and, do a few other things.
Just like a real person. It's unbelievable. Okay, so you have been silent because, you know, you left the Fox Business Channel. Anything you can say about that? I don't know if you're, you signed something and you're not able to mention the word Fox or even pronounce the F sound. I don't know.
It's obviously we're in a quiet period and I have to observe that. But at the same time, the truth is there is no animus on my part toward Fox whatsoever. There's an old saying in our business. It's, ownership's a candy store, and they make the rules. So you know, there it is.
That's very diplomatic of you. I have to say, a lot of people, because they love you so much, they were very angry. I can say this, very angry at Fox, and I'm one of them. Actually, I'm two of them. That's how angry I am. And let me say that the reason people love you is because you speak your mind, and you speak, you give voice to what a lot of people are thinking, but they don't know quite how to say it or quite what to think. And so that's one of the reasons you're missed. So since I do have you on the program, I just want to talk to you about the news of the day. Where do you think we are in this country? Where do you think we are, and where do you think we may be going?
Well, let me start with where I think we are, because that's, frankly, the more obvious. We are now with a president who refused to answer the questions straightforwardly as a candidate, who has now made it very clear he's going to make every effort with a high degree, a high probability of success, to pack the Supreme Court of the United States. This is something he avoided throughout the campaign. It was not his finest or most candid moment in his campaign, among, I would say, a number of such moments. So I think, you know, this is just the latest development in altering what is America, our government, and the relationship with the governed. That seems to be the overriding cause of this administration. It is a very difficult moment, and it's being expressed in so many different ways, whether it be a policy statement that is clearly directed toward reversing decades of...
You just cut out there, Lou. I think we just lost you. Go ahead. Please say what you just said again, because you just cut out in the last 4 seconds there.
My apologies. It's clear that there's an effort to change the relationship between the governed and the government, to make the government larger and more ubiquitous, if such a thing is imaginable, in our lives, and to diminish the role of the individual and the power of each of us as citizens.
Well, you know, by detailing it in the way you did, by being specific about it, you make it sound almost like, well, these things can happen. But the problem is that if you do the things that you just mentioned, you fundamentally erase America, the founders' vision of America, the vision that we have lived out by God's grace for almost 2.5 centuries, is erased once you have government doing the things that the Biden administration, and that's in quotes, is doing. And, you know, when you talk about changing the Supreme Court, that would be like somebody saying, like, you know what, I think we're going to, here's what we're going to do. We're going to annex Mexico. They're part of America. In other words, this is so fundamental and so gigantic that it does really change everything. I don't think many people have the context even to process how big these changes are.
I think that, and partly the reason for that, if you will, suspended cognitive realization on the part of the American people, is because the national media, it's left wing, but nonetheless, it is the national media, is not in any way bringing critical judgment or great energy to their responsibilities to be either a watchdog or to challenge power. In fact, they're simply accepting and indeed lining up with this administration in the most complicit and passive manner possible. It is a frightful thing for this republic, this constitutional republic, and for every American citizen to look at what is happening at our borders, in which we are watching sovereignty be simply, if not altogether abolished, diminished in favor of unlimited immigration into the United States, and at the same time, a government that has more troops in Washington, D.C., than currently Afghanistan. And it appears that they're a government that's going to bring home those troops in.
If folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with Mr. Lou Dobbs. Folks, very exciting. Don't go away. Folks, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, welcome to segment two of hour one, if you're scoring at home. I'm talking to Mr. Lou Dobbs. No, not a Lou Dobbs understudy. Lou Dobbs himself. Lou, people who are watching this on video notice that you're in a car. You're not being chauffeured. You're the driver. And I think all of America is saying, hey, what happened? You're running an errand in Midtown Manhattan with your wife. I just want to be very clear that this is not your studio. You haven't come down in the world. You've just chosen to do my program from your vehicle.
Yeah, well, I chose in a way, but my wife, it was rather insistent that I get her to her dental appointment on time. Uh-huh. It appears it's ended early.
We can only see the top of your head right now. Just want to be clear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is your wife entering the car?
She is now. May I introduce you, Eric?
I would be delighted.
Wife.
This is the Mrs. Lou Dobbs? Holy cow.
Nice to meet you.
This is unbelievable. I apologize for putting you through this. You know, you think getting through a dental appointment is about the extent of the unpleasantness of the day. But then to get in your own vehicle and to find yourself on a huge program like this. Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
Great.
It's great.
I'm honored.
This is so funny. We got a twofer. Lou, this is not in the contract. Are you going to let this go?
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, just a quick review, make sure that, you know, all of the values are observed.
Well, now, will your sweet wife let us keep talking for a few minutes or what do you think? I just wanted to ask you, wanted to keep the conversation going, but that's you've got a domestic situation.
Yeah, well, shit.
Not at all. I give you my permission.
Jeez. I want my next wife to be just like Mrs. Lou Dobbs. All right. I'm happily married, so I can joke like that. Lou, let me ask you a question. And we want the camera to be showing your whole face because we like you that much. Yes, there you go. All right. Let me just ask you. You were talking about the national media before. Sometimes I try to figure out what is the real problem. I mean, we can all talk about Biden all day long and stuff, and all that's obvious. We know, you know, what's preposterous, what's unconstitutional, what's un-American. But the real issue for me is that if we did not have a national media complicit with the Democratic Party, which, let's face it, in our lifetimes, we've never seen anything like this. There was something called journalism, news integrity. That went out the window in the Trump administration. We've never seen anything like it. What do you see as the way around that? Because I do have hope, but it's tough.
Yeah, I think we all, you know, I hope everything changes, but so do millions of other of our fellow citizens. And this is a time where we've got to understand hope is far from sufficient, and that it is now our responsibility to make sure that we are taking active initiative to make certain that this country is preserved as a great constitutional republic. I'm not one of those people who's content to simply say, America, wake up. There's been too much of that, I think, over the course of the last several years, and not enough shaking of shoulders to say, come on, let's go do something and make certain that our voices are not only heard, but that we're taking actions to preserve this country and its values and its heritage and its government without any question. I mean, I'm tired of, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of Republicans being the party of, you know, let's sit and watch what Antifa and Black Lives Matter and radical Dems do in the streets of America. I'd much rather see there be a response, an affirmative response on the part of Republicans and say, you know, we're going to restore this country. We're going to build it. And we have the following paths to follow. And we are going to encourage all citizens to follow our lead. But that's what the Republican Party's doing right now.
Let me ask you, to make life easy, let me ask you a true or false question.
Sure.
Mitch McConnell is a skunk, true or false?
Well, he's so much more than that.
Thank you.
It's not fair to him to simply.
It's not fair to skunks or turtles to liken him to them. So we won't do it on this program.
He is a man in deep, deep need of, perspective and courage. And
is that all?
He's not. That's, you know, just for openers.
Perspective and courage. If he could only just get those two things, perspective and courage, how tough could it be? That's not big. That's not a big deal.
Mitch McConnell is a fellow that I haven't had much let me put it this way.
We can't Mitch see your eyes. I just want you to make sure we get your whole head in. These are just the production value standards that we try to. Okay, go ahead.
Could I introduce you to my wife earlier. Could I introduce you to my cameraman as well?
Your cameraman? Yeah. Do you have a cameraman on the situation? I thought so. You guys are such good sports.
So we have this ability to.
For 40 years? Wow. This is beautiful. It's just the kind of synergy that you guys have going on, the complementarity that I see happening. That's a dirty word in some evangelical circles. I take it back. Okay, we just want to see your eyes. There we go. This is all comedy. Right. Unintentional, folks. Lou, let me ask you, because I know you're being such a good sport. But honestly, when I see somebody like John Boehner today getting in a spitting match with Ted Cruz, these folks, what Trump did, to my mind, is expose them for the rhino swamp creatures that they are. They're not conservatives. They hardly understand the fundamentals of the American system. They're just kind of like the kind of career politician hacks that we're not supposed to have in our country. I don't know what else to say. I'm sure I've heard you talk about this, but who do you see besides Trump, who I believe will be back sooner than some like, who do you see as voices to help us during this time?
I think there's only one voice right now nationally who is capable of, as you put it, helping and changing the direction that the Biden administration is trying to bring for the country. And that is Donald Trump. I cannot think of another person, not a academic social critic, not a politician in a state legislature, a governor in any state house, who has anything approaching his understanding of this country, our people, and our God-given values. He is the only voice right now. Will he be the only voice in 2 years, 1 year, four? I don't know. But right now, he is the only leader who is acceptable to most Republicans.
Well, and I think, you know, getting back to the election, so many millions of people voted for him. My friend Mike Lindell says the actual number is 80 million or 79.8. And that right. Biden probably got 68, maybe. And that's counting all the dead people, obviously. But the fact of the matter is, I think that the idea that any Republican who is either not Trump or more pro-Trump than Trump, which can't happen, but that really people are still looking to Trump for leadership. And many people, myself included, have no confidence that this election was on the up and up. In other words, I've seen enough evidence to say that there's no way. And the fact that nobody's trying to defend it, they're just saying, by the way, shut up. We don't want to even discuss this. That's going to lead to insurrection. That tells me everything I want to know.
Right. They want to say what that's all baseless. It's been dismissed. It's already been litigated, all of which is untrue. And it's really powerful, what's descended on this country, Eric. And that is the idea that you can't even ask a question without being relegated by the left to either being an insurgent, a denier, whatever, racist, whatever the label is they want to hurl at you, the epithet. And slur. This is a heck of a time in our country when you can't even ask a question. You can't even raise the possibility
right.
that maybe it isn't a good thing to have an election that takes place in, say, 6 months rather than in one day.
right.
The Constitution requires that. Maybe it's not a good idea to have a Justice Department that does not investigate clearer demonstrations with probable cause and evidence of cheating, and to have a dismissive federal government. It's remarkable what has really transpired in this country.
Now, be honest. Can I have you for five more minutes, or are the cops going to tell you you've got to move the car?
Let me talk to the first, the enforcement authority. Is it okay? Another 5 minutes?
So far, so good.
5 minutes? All right. Okay. We'll be right back. I do want to ask you a couple more quick questions, folks. Yeah. I'm talking to Lou Dobbs. He's in a car. He's driving the car. Anything can happen. Don't go away. Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. Or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC.
What is the worth of a soul to Christ? Is it the same now as it was 2,000 years ago? In Pillars of Barabbas, author M.D. House shows how the times of the early Christian church differed little from our own, including the treacherous moral and political waters Christ's saints have always had to navigate with His abiding help. Everything they did and said is applicable to our day, and we are fundamentally no better than them. For instance, the Apostle Paul did not fear the Roman Emperor Nero. He served the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. True followers of Christ should always influence secular rule so that His church can be the beacon on a hill inviting all to come unto Him. Order this powerful testimonial, Pillars of Barabbas by M.D. House, now on Amazon, and feel the inspiring legacy left to us by those faithful followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Folks, I'm talking to Lou Dobbs, and he's in a car. And I just also want to say to my audience, this is unintentional. Usually you'd think that this is some kind of a screwy segment I'm trying to do, some kind of car karaoke thing with people who've been canceled. No, maybe we will do that. But Lou and I, we've never tried to sing a duet together. So I don't think we should start now, Lou, unless you've got something prepared.
No, I can. Half of that would be a very bad idea.
We could do some Mills Brothers, perhaps. But let me just say that you really are in a car. We were scheduled to do this program, and you are such a wonderful person. Most people would say, well, I can't do it. I got to take my wife to the dentist. So I think the question that most of my audience is asking is, specifically, what dental procedure did your sweet wife have today?
Babe, I'm going to let you describe it, but it's, please.
Just a filling.
So you were willing to destroy my show for a filling, Mrs. Dobbs? Albin, do you believe this? Do you believe that Lou is married to this kind of a monster? I can't believe 40 years of this he's been putting up with. All right. Lou, this is too crazy. You're probably parked in a car like 5 minutes from here because we're in Midtown Manhattan also. But let me ask you one serious question, and then we'll let you get on with your life, you sweet, wonderful man. Are you familiar? Do you know Mike Lindell was just on this program? He is launching something called frankspeech.com, which is a rock-ribbed, safe place to have any kind of conversation. He sort of built it so that nobody can tear it down. When we go off the air, I'll give you his phone number because he actually wanted to be in touch with you about that. But right now, as a nation, as you said, we're facing some bizarre things. Most of us really believe that apart from a miracle of God, which I know happens because God's in the business of miracles, but that we really are at a place so unprecedented that most people really, they don't know where we go from here.
Well, if people are not, it's, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about end of days and whether we are preparing for the raptures. They can be easily forgiven because of all that is happening in our life. This country alone, don't look to the world, but to this country alone, we are watching the American heritage turned upside down. We're watching illegal immigrants given money by a government that denies it to those who are hardworking Americans with families to support and given precedence over citizens. We are looking at a president who wouldn't answer a question, as I said, about packing the Supreme Court. But today he's creating a commission and doing full everything in his power to move toward another four justices that will dilute the court. And it's just one thing after another. And one rational thing that he's done, which is to announce he's bringing home our troops from Afghanistan, that is what President Trump wanted to do years ago and was stymied at every turn by the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, we're not going to mention the neocons and Lindsey Graham because that would be inappropriate.
That would be so inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I'm glad.
Have you been in touch at all? And you don't have to say if you, but I'm wondering if you've been in touch with the president at all in Mar-a-Lago, so to speak.
I've talked to him a number of times here. I guess most recently a week or so ago. And he, by the way, sounds great. He is sounds rested and he's obviously taking on issues every day.
It's exciting. I know that he'll be back and then it will be it'll be disturbing for some people, but it'll be good for America and good for the country. We've got a minute left before we let you go. You said that you're doing something. You're launching a website. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What will that be?
It's going to be a broader social media presence, I can't give away anything at this point, but in the next short while, we'll be rolling that out.
In the next short while, Albin, do you hear this? That's as specific as he's going to be. He can't even say months because that would be giving away too much. People will know instantly. Well, Lou, speaking for millions and for my dad, Nick Metaxas, specifically, we've really missed you. And if we have to get you, you know, ferrying your beautiful wife to a dentist appointment, we're thrilled. Thanks for rolling with the punches. And I do want to say that we look forward to the launch of whatever it is, because we need your voice. I wish we didn't need your voice, but we need your voice. We love your voice, and we need your voice. We're grateful to you and to your wife and to your wife's dentist. I want to be very clear. So thank you to both of you. God bless you. And to be continued in a non-car format at some point in the near future.
I promise from my side, and I just want to say thank you for being so adaptive and flexible and a great sport. We appreciate it.
Well, it helps.
God bless you.
It helps that I'm your biggest fan. Thank you so much to both of you. God bless you.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to this program, you know that I was talking to Lou Dobbs. He was in a car waiting for his wife to get out of a dental appointment. But he loved us so much, he was willing to do the interview, a national news-breaking interview from a car. And he was in the driver's seat. He's not being chauffeured. But he had to go. He had to take his wife to her next appointment. And I thought, who can I get just for a few minutes, just to have some fun? And I thought, hey, what about that comedian Andy Milonakis? Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm not as inventive as Lou Dobbs. I know that when you give invitations to appear on your show, people come up with extraordinary excuses. It's kind of a running joke in New York, isn't it? You know, people say, oh, Metaxas invited me. People come out with more and more outlandish excuses,
yes,
as to why they can't attend.
Actually, even Baroque excuses.
Baroque, indeed.
Even
Rococo.
Rococo. Thank you.
Rococo. I'm sorry
thank
to finish
you.
Your joke
We're
for
done
you.
We're here. Yeah.
Yeah, Rococo. But I have to say, I give some credit to Lou Dobbs for doing it on the day, at the time. I'm so sorry. I'm in a car. My wife has a dental appointment. Like,
yeah,
this is somebody who cannot afford to send his wife in an Uber or something.
Well, see, actually, no. This is true. This is how you know how amazing Lou Dobbs is. Listen, he tells me this about his wife, right? And I ask him all the things that you're implying. I said,
right,
Lou, I would think that when I get to your level in the business, surely I would have staff to take care
somebody
of this
can take
for
life.
My wife.
Yep.
No, they've been married for 40 years. He drove his wife to the dental appointment, and as proof, who shows up midway through our second segment? His wife. The filling was filled. She gets into the car, and then she proceeds to hold the camera, which is his phone, for the rest of the interview. That's a beautiful marriage, and those are beautiful people.
And what extraordinary lengths to go to avoid sharing oxygen with you.
I'm so sorry that you feel this way. I know that your experiences have made you bitter.
It's obviously Lou.
Well, look, people, first of all, people don't want us to talk about Lou. People are thrilled that you're here, and I want to announce that we're going to be doing the full interview next week, either Monday or Tuesday. So this is just a teaser.
I'll return in exactly the same clothes.
Why not?
With exactly the same hair.
Sure.
Exactly the same everything. I'll put my coffee in just the same place for continuity.
Thank you.
And then next week, I will look almost like this. It was part of the same recording.
Let me ask you a question. Because we are going to do an official interview next week, but I want to ask you now, since we're here, you seem not to have been doing much media. Am I mistaken in that, or do I just look in the wrong places?
Well, I'm between billionaires at the moment. So I've been sort of semi-retired through necessity because moving me around is very expensive and complicated and dangerous. So the number of live speeches and things I can do is fairly limited.
No. What I mean is media, you know, you can reach all kinds of people in all around the world, but you haven't been doing media. Or don't you do media?
Well, what am I supposed to do? Skype? Zoom?
Yeah.
No. I do in-person interviews with people I cherish and admire. I've made an exception today.
What happened here?
I made an exception today.
Holy cow.
I do occasional, serious, in-depth interviews with people who are actually worth having a conversation with. Otherwise, I've got better things to do. I've got books to write. I've got people to see in my own life. I've just got more important stuff to do. So I try to do, these days, I try to do less but better.
I love it.
Again, notwithstanding.
Now, you, we're going to cover this in our actual interview. This is just a pre-interview. But you made a gigantic announcement recently, a lifestyle announcement, a life change announcement. And I think many people, because you're such a provocateur and a joker, many people don't believe that you're on the level.
Well, I may be in the outfit of an 80s power ballad singer, but I have the heart and stomach of a heterosexual, and I have been for some time very unhappy and unsatisfied with some of the things that I was doing in my private life, some of the things that were quite large parts of my public persona, even, that I had lent into to irritate the left and all the rest of it. So I took a decision recently to set some of them aside, most specifically physical interactions with other men, because it was something that I identified as being a product of childhood trauma, something that was holding me back spiritually and emotionally, and something that was not leaving me very happy at the end of it.
There are people, even as you've put it as seriously as you just have, there are people that refuse to believe you. They think it's an act. They think you're Roger Stone or Andy Kaufman or whoever. But you're quite serious about this. And since we just have a couple of minutes left, it's your Christian faith that led you to this.
Yes. As I've been in a sort of semi-enforced retirement from being canceled, 11, 12, I lose count, maybe 15 times over the past half decade, I've had a lot more time to think and been drawing much closer to my Catholic faith. And the main thing that has led me to this decision has been returning to Mass, going back to church, spending more time with priests. And I wrote a book in 2018 that we've discussed on your show before about Pope Francis, and that really kind of set off a chain reaction for me, what I was reading, the kind of people I was hanging out with. And if there are people out there who are skeptical, I should hope so. Good. I mean, I would be skeptical. But the same people who are expressing skepticism are the people who never believed I was gay in the first place.
Isn't that true? But exactly. Correct.
I saw the new big thing on the internet when I made this announcement a few weeks ago was Milo Trutherism. And Milo Trutherism was, we knew this all along. He was never a homosexual. He was always a right-wing, straight white male's parody of what a gay man would be like. And we knew it from the start.
Right.
So there were all these verified liberals
according
on Twitter.
That theory,
I loved it.
According to that theory, Liberace was also straight. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And the lead singer of Queen, perhaps, would fall under that category.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a straight white male's idea of what a gay guy
is
like.
Because a real gay man would never strut and preen and peacock and swan and any other birds that you have in your mind. This is really, as I say, to tease our longer interview, in which I will talk to you about everything everyone has been asking about your life and your the faith that you claim to have. I think Oscar Wilde will come up in the conversation and other things. So that's it for today. I just wanted to tease the actual interview. And it's going to get crazy up in here. Folks, that's it for today. But stay tuned. Monday of next week, we will be having the whole conversation, pun intended. Thank you.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show with my sidekick slash producer,
yeah,
Albin Sadar.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were the sidekick.
No, I could be. I could play the role of sidekick. Listen,
switching
I'm very
around.
Versatile. People don't believe me. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo. He's doing these movies. I said, Kevin, give me a part. I don't care what it is. I will show you. You want to know what acting is? I will show you. Hey, Sorbo. Hey, Sorbo, I'm talking to you.
You could be Kevin's body double.
I could do it. I'm so ripped, it's not even funny.
Don't joke about those things.
Here's what we need to talk about real
quick.
Okay,
let's do it.
A couple things.
Okay.
There are still people not signed up for our newsletter.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
And I was talking to some friends yesterday, and they said, where do we find these videos? And I got really, smoke started coming out of my ears, and I said, hey, you get my email, don't you? If you open up the email, every email, we send it out like about twice a week, sometimes more, has all the previous videos. So you're saying, when did Eric have Lou Dobbs on? Where do I find that? When did Eric have Mike Lindell on? When did Eric have Milo Yiannopoulos on? You have to subscribe to ericmetaxas.com. That's the first announcement. The second announcement, we keep talking about people going to mypillow.com and mystore.com. My books are mostly available at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Well, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor called Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. You also have to use the code Eric with them. But if you use melatonin, resveratrol, stevia, which is a sweetener, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, like this is all the stuff, magnesium, that I take anyway, right?
The whole alphabet, there
it is. Curcumin. They've got it all, folks. And I just want to say, if you use any of that stuff, my attitude, the reason I'm so excited about Nutramedics and I'm excited to work with them, they give 50% of all of their profits to missions. Did you hear that? 50% to missions and to similar charities. And I'm going to find out what charities. And they have a goal to give away $100 million by the end of this decade. And to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. That's their goal. They've already accomplished the first one.
Yay.
And the second one.
Yes.
If you missed that, you can look it up on microfiche at the library. But they did put a man on the moon in the 60s.
Good.
Nutramedics is going to give away $100 million by the end of this decade. It said 2030. And I thought 2030, that's like 2050, right?
No.
And then I realized, oh, it's a few years away.
Yeah.
So, but you have to use the code Eric. But honestly, most of their stuff, just look them up online. You can read their story. We're going to have the founder on this program. But it's hard not for me to be excited because I think I buy all this stuff anyway from somebody. I might as well buy it from Nutramedics.com, and 50% of their profits goes to things that I believe in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can't lose. You cannot lose.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Well, what I'd like to say, the weekend is here or coming up, and it's, that's exciting. And did you mention that people have to, you did. Well, sign up for your newsletter. better.
Did I ever mention that? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Use the code ERIC. It's double free.
See, now when you confuse people like that, that's bad.
That is.
ericmetaxas.com. Actually, we'll mention one thing before we go. If you go to our radio website, which is metaxastalk.com, yes, there is a banner to support voter integrity in Georgia. Everybody, all of the woke corporations, Coca-Cola, which I'll never drink again,
right,
Delta Airlines, all of these folks are lining up saying that voter integrity is racist. Actually, they are racist. That's, I don't have right time to break it down.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition for voter integrity in Georgia. Voter integrity is for all Americans, folks. Make no mistake. That's the point of it. All right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we're here for you.